At the end of our parsha, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu has finished up beating up on Mitzrayim, and then the Torah turns to discussing the mitzvah of tefillin and the mitzvahs associated with that as well. Vayalachos al yadcha, should be a sign on your hand, on your arm, l'zikaron b'enecha, and remembrance between your eyes. Laman tiyeh Toras Hashem b'ficha. So that the Torah of Hashem should be in your mouth. Ki b'yad chazakah hotziyecha Hashem in Mitzrayim, because with a mighty hand Hashem took you out of Mitzrayim. What does it mean that the Torah of Hashem should be b'ficha, that Hashem's Torah should be in our mouths? So the Gemara understands that this is halacha regarding that what our tefillin are made out of, or the Sifrei Torah made out of, should be kosher. It should be things that should can be put b'ficha in our mouths. And that's the understanding of Torah Shebaal Peh. The simple reading of the pasuk would seem to me that we should be reciting words of Torah Shebaal Peh, we should be reciting words of Torah, and speaking Torah whenever we can. Becomes the brother of the Maharal, Rav Bezalel, the brother of the Maharal in his Sefer HaChaim. He was a gaon and a tremendous darshan, but he also was the brother of the Maharal. So he got pushed aside a little bit and is known as the brother of the Maharal. So he writes in the Sefer HaChaim as follows. He quotes the Zohar in Parshas Truma, who tells us that there's a malach whose name is Suriel, and he takes all of the words that we speak by the Suda, by meals that we eat, all the Divrei Torah, and they have a special place in Shemayim. All the Divrei Torah we speak in the process of our eating or sharing food with other people have a special place in the bank of our Divrei Torah that are put somewhere in Shemayim. And then says the Sefer HaChaim as follows. This is what it means. Leman tiyeh Torah Hashem beficha. Because Torah needs to be there. We need to make sure that Torah is with us, even when we are beficha, when we're using our mouths for eating food. Shirot salomar b'achilas picha. There should be Torah even when your mouths are being used for eating. And this is the earlier pasuk in the parsha. V'chein achasher yochal l'chol nefesh. Which should be eaten with anything for your nefesh. Perish osa achila shenanin mimena kol nefesh adam dahainu be nefesh achiyuni ube nefesh asichli. There needs to be other chiyas. When you're filling your stomach, you need to be filling your mind and your neshama with divrei Torah as well. And that's what it means. Leman tiyeh Torah Hashem beficha, says the Torah. Even when you're using your peh for its usual job of eating food, there needs to be Torah Hashem there at the same time. Says the Mishnah Berakha Yavos in the third parak. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shlosha she'achlu al shulchan achad, v'lo amru alav divrei Torah. Three people sit together and don't have divrei Torah. Kilu achlu mizivchei mesim. It's if they eat in from the table of Avodah Zarah. It quotes a pasuk in Yeshaya, Avos shloshe she'achlu al shulchan achad. But three people eat together, v'amru lav divrei Torah, and they share divrei Torah, kilu achlu mishulchano shel makom baruch hu. It's as if they're eating at a Kadosh Baruch Hu's table. It's such a person who says divrei Torah when eating as well. There's a major machlokus, we've shown him here on the Mishnah between Rashi, the Bar Tanur, and others, regarding whether what counts as divrei Torah. Some say that benching counts as divrei Torah, and that would be sufficient. The Mishnah Berura cites the Shla and Simon Kufayin, who says that really you shouldn't rely on benching, and it has to be actual, separate, real divrei Torah at the meal. Now, there are certain leniencies. Some people say that mizmorim or piyutim would apply for divrei Torah. The Sefer HaMatamim writes by the Erech in the chapter on Shabbos, he says that this is why we sing Zmiros on Shabbos, to make sure there's divrei Torah at the meal. Zmiros contain all types of midrashim and mamari chazal and aspects of Torah relating to Shabbos and Amunah and all important concepts, and that's why he sings Zmiros, to make sure that there's Torah at the meal. Comes the Ben Ishchai in Parsha Shlach and says that b'shas hadchak, if you really need to, a person can rely on saying mayim achronim chova. That's sufficient for divrei Torah. Right before you bring out the mayim achronim, you say mayim achronim chova. You have to have mayim achronim, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. That's the exact language of the Shulchan Aruch. So says the Ben Ishchai, that would be sufficient as well. In the Pnine HaGra and other Sfarim recording the Torah of the Gra, so they say that the Gra felt that if someone mentioned this Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, if a person said, oh, the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says you have to have divrei Torah at the meal, so the Gra felt that was enough as well. So that would be sufficient because you said a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, and that would be divrei Torah. But comes this Sfas Emes and says, all of those types of subterfuge, all those types of gimmicks, a person is benching, zmiros, mayim achronim chova, the Mishnah Perkei Avos, all that does, says the Sfas Emes, is remove the label of it being zivchei mesim. It only makes it a place that's not a meal like those who are Ovei Avodah Zarah. But it doesn't raise it to the level of Shulchan Hashem. If you want the meal to be raised to the level of sitting at the table of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, then there needs to be real Divrei Torah on top of everything else, says the Sas Emes. We all want to be sitting at the table of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's enough that I'm not an Ovei Avodah Zarah at my meal? No, we want to strive for better things. We want to have real Divrei Torah, a nice idea, something to share with other people. Says Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, in the Emes of Yaakov here in Pirkei Avos, an amazing idea. Says Rav Yaakov, that this is the difference in Hashkafa between us and the rest of the world. The rest of the world doesn't see how there can be Kedusha, holiness, and spirituality mixed in with the physical world as well. And they say the physical is the physical, and the spiritual is the spiritual. I go and I worship over here, and then when I leave, when am I worshiping? I go act how I want, I eat what I want, I say what I want. But says the Torah, no. We take that which is so physical, the act of eating, and we infuse it, and we inspire it with Divrei Torah, with Torah thoughts, with Torah ideas, and we make that suit in something special to show how the both ideas come together. We have the physicality and the spirituality in one, raising ourselves up in order to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and showing that we are different than the rest of the world. The story is told in the yeshivas of the young man sitting in the Beis Medrash with his feet up on the shulchan, and he has a beer with him, and the mashgiach walks into the yeshiva and says, "This is how you learn Torah? You sit there with the Gemara open, with your feet up on the table, drinking a beer? What type of bizayon, what type of terrible desecration of the Torah is this?" So the young man looks at the Mashiach and says, "No, it's not how I learn. This is how I relax and drink a beer, with a tosos and a Gemara open." So obviously that was a tremendously chutzpahdik answer, and no one should speak to the Mashiach like that. But nevertheless, the point is true. This is how we relax. How do we eat? We don't sit there and eat and forget about the rest of the world. We sit there and eat, and we eat with Divrei Torah. We eat with Avort. We eat with something nice in order to inspire us and to make us think about a Kadosh Baruch Hu. In so many aspects of Chinuch, people are suffering and people are looking for things to do. A great thing to do is to share Divrei Torah at the table. The children see that Torah is important, that Torah is not something that is only in the Beis Medrash, in Shul, but something that is part of the home and something that can be shared at all time. Discussions and singing, conversation, showing interest, sharing stories, Divrei Torah, a healthy exchange of Torah is only for the betterment of the rest of the family. Person's eating alone, and no one else is around, so put on a shiur. So many websites a person can go through, and apps in different places, a person can find a shiur, listen to a shiur, put it on in the background. You won't be sitting there alone. You'll be sitting there with you and the Magid shiur, saying over Divrei Torah. You're sitting with other people, so then try at one meal to exchange a piece of politics for Divrei Torah. Not saying we can cut out politics entirely. That would be require the gevura of Shimshon to cut out politics totally from the meal. But at least to exchange one idea of politics and put it in Dvar Torah instead. One could say that Torah trumps everything else at the meal. I think that certainly would be an appropriate perspective on how important it is to have Torah at the meal. Sharing Divrei Torah at a meal turns a meal into a suda. It turns Friday night into Shabbos. Torah elevates every single thing we do, and the meal should be no different whatsoever. Now, in order to do that, though, at the meal, you have to fill yourself up with Torah first. A person can't walk in and have nothing in his mind and expect that he's going to have something to say at the meal, something inspiring, something meaningful, something of substance, anything. So a person needs to prepare beforehand. That means being Mavir Sedra, Chumash and Rashi, a daf, a Mishnah Berurah, something. The more a person learns, the more a person fills himself up in between those times, between breakfast, lunch, and dinner, will be another opportunity to have a Dvar Torah, another idea to share. But if a person is not learning outside of those times, how is he expected to come to the meal and have something to share, have some Divrei Torah to bring to other people, and to elevate the meal and to elevate the table to the table of a Kadosh Baruch Hu? So both the ideas together. A person learns in order to have something to say to other people when he's sitting with them, whether it's parents, our colleagues, children, whatever it is, the first time, if you're not used to it, it could be awkward, it could be difficult, something you're not used to doing, to breaking the conversation and sharing a Torah idea. But once you get used to it, once you get into the habit of having a Torah idea to share, a halacha, something on the parsha, some idea in hashkafa, whatever it may be, it'll become part of who you are, and it'll make the difference to everybody else at the table. And when they see that you're so careful about what you say at the table, they'll also be careful about it as well. There'll be less lashon hara, there'll be more Torah, the conversation will be more pleasant, maybe less politics, and it'll certainly be better for all of Klal Yisrael. So we should adapt the pasuk in this week's parsha, Lamantia Torah Hashem Beficha, when we're using our peh, when we're feeding our mouths and filling our stomachs, let's make sure there's also going to be Toras Hashem.